Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get this going strong. Who are you more afraid of, Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, because we don't even know, because Aaron Glenn's playing this stupid game of quarterback whack-a-mole.
No, it's brilliant. No.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be the difference.
Instead of us fearing one crappy quarterback on Sunday,
yeah,
I fear two crappy quarterbacks.
Yeah, this is Jim Schwartz. Really, he's losing sleep over Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields and the decision that is going to shake the football world to its core.
He should be a little afraid of Justin Fields, because Justin Fields, the Browns defense off the edges, did get exposed last week. So Justin Fields is the one guy that, like, just pulling the football down and taking off for a run.
I don't think he's that scared of Justin Fields. I think he's more scared of the idea that the offense is going to go three and out a bunch, or if it does go three and out, that the defense will once again be gassed by the third and fourth quarter like it typically gets.
I think it's the stylistic thing. So listen, the Browns should win. The Browns should win, and this should be a fun Sunday for us. Harken all the way back to Miami. But as iffy as Justin Fields is as a passer, and as iffy as their passing game is, Justin Fields on the ground could make Sunday uncomfortable if the Jets decide to exploit that matchup.
He ran for 6 total yards against the Steelers. I think we're okay. I think we're fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone a long way, right?
Yeah, but we've gone a long way from him proclaiming that he was a top 5 greatest running quarterback in NFL history.
That was just last year, I thought.
2 years ago. So the last 3 weeks, he ran for 19 yards, 19 yards, and 6 yards.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be stupid not to run against this Browns defense?
You can make an argument the Jets don't know what they're doing in general, but it seems like they also don't know what they're doing when it comes to letting Justin Fields run. And maybe part
of the saving him for this one.
Maybe part of the reason why Tyrod Taylor has been given opportunities is because of the lack of wheels. Oh, you know, actually, I got this inverted. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got this inverted. Because I flipped up the schedule. That was the Pittsburgh game to start the season. They ran for 6 yards. Last week, he actually ran for 0 yards.
Okay. So he didn't run.
They scored 39 points. He threw 32 passes. He didn't run for any yards last week.
This is the game. This is the game that they're going to do it.
It's not the game.
Why wouldn't this be the game? You saw how they got gashed on the edges last week.
Let's see. 31 yards, 22 yards, 31 yards, 26 yards. He had an 81-yarder against Miami. No, we know he can. Yeah. But if I'm Jim Schwartz, I'm not letting this scare me.
Well, that would be the problem then.
I'm not letting Justin Fields, I'm not letting Tyrod Taylor in any sort of way scare me when it comes to this game. You can't.
Okay,
you're the
but
defense.
What if you get torched by him? Then eggs on
concerned.
Your face.
That's right. Then eggs on my face.
Yeah.
Then
if he goes off for 125 yards in this game and 3 touchdowns.
Aaron Glenn mastermind is what this would be. Are we dubbing that? You think the New York media would be like, oh, the gamemanship by Aaron Glenn. What a genius he was.
No, I think they'd be like, oh, they finally ran the ball. That felt like common sense.
Yeah, they don't do common sense, though.
That's fair.
Like, is the Browns week the week that they swerve into common sense?
It'd be funny if it was. Well, it wouldn't be funny in like the classical sense, but it would be amusing on some level that they finally came to their sense and were like, hey, Justin Fields is a really good running quarterback. We're going to run the ball with him.
I mean, that was still a banana land comment that he made. At the time when he made it, I think a lot of people thought he was actually veering towards that. But when he said he was top five all time, and in the league at that point, Josh Allen was going for 1 million yards. Jalen Hurts was going for 1 million yards. Still are, by the way. It was just a bold play by Justin Fields.
And his career's never recovered, some say.
I feel bad for Justin because I think he's better than what they did to him in Pittsburgh. I think he's better than what's currently going on with the Jets. I know he's better than what they did for him in Chicago. But he's going to need to have like a Sam Darnold 7 or 8 year into a right situation in order to actually be able to showcase that he can play football the way that I think we know he can.
So while the game will go on Sunday, and we'll get to that game today, obviously the big news yesterday, Paul D. Podesta heading off to the Sweet By and By, getting Rocky Mountain High. I'm just rhyming now. And that leaves the Browns without a chief strategy officer. I would like to point out, because there were a few people on Browns Twitter that were really trying to polish a turd of the Paul D. Podesta experience. And they said words like processes and verticals. And they said he really streamlined the processes and verticals. If you cannot tell me a single thing the guy did, you're smoking the hookah. Let's just be honest. If your things are, but he wanted Sean McDermott over Hugh Jackson. He didn't think Carson Wentz was a top 20 quarterback. All right. He's the engineer of the worst trade, one of the engineers of the worst trade in NFL history. And the Browns record was 56-99-1. Results have to matter. All right? They just do. So. Yeah. I felt so validated today when I read the latest Ken Rosenthal piece, which basically was just taking a blowtorch to all the teams in baseball that are assuming incredible amounts of risk. The Giants for hiring the Tennessee Volunteers baseball coach. The Padres following up Mike Schilt with Craig Stammen. Like, all these things. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing he had was, I mean, what the hell are the Rockies doing with Paul D. Podesta? And then let it slip, or rather reported, that Paul D. Podesta wasn't choice number one for Colorado.
It wasn't choice number one.
It wasn't choice number two.
Not even number two.
No, the choices number one and two were the assistant GM of the Cleveland Guardians and the assistant GM of the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's right, Paul D. Podesta, the old thought partner, all right? Just a great guy. Just egoless, right? The third choice of the Rockies. In his chosen sport, he was one of the five worst organizations. Third choice. Math that, nerds.
Math that, nerds. Yeah. Is that worse when you take a job and you leave your current situation and it gets leaked out that you were third best as far as the options?
It's not great.
It's not great. And also,
by the way, the other options weren't like Theo Epstein and Dave Dombrowski. It was two guys who've never been a GM before in baseball.
And wait, and they offered it to the assistant GM of the Guardians? They offered it to him?
The writing was that those two guys passed.
They both passed on it. Why are they both passing on this job?
Because it's the Colorado Rockies job, and it's Dookie.
I mean, I guess I know, but you get to hire your manager, they spend money, it's a bad job. It's not a great job, but like, you think going from assistant GM to being GM, you almost take the first job you can get in that position.
I think this is why a lot of baseball, this is actually the smartest thing that I see in the Ivy League experience. I think the Guardians assistant GM realizes he has more power, not more power, he has more of a say.
More of a job security.
More job security, probably still pretty well paid to be the assistant GM, and that the assistant GM of the Guardians is a better job than the GM or president of baseball operations of the Rockies.
Do the Rockies think that they're pulling one over on D. Podesta? What I mean by that is he's been out of baseball for so long, maybe he doesn't even know that we suck. Maybe he doesn't even understand that this is not a good job anymore. He thinks this is 10 years ago.
I mean, Paul came into the Browns in the midst of tanking and helped facilitate tanking. Maybe he's like Drake. He only wants to start at the bottom.
Oh, this is like confusing when Sashi Brown ended up with the Ravens, and it's like, no, they win games.
Yeah.
What do go back to the Wizards. Go back to what you know best. Browns into Washington. That's what you know. You don't know what to do with Baltimore. Yeah. They win games.
Paul, you lost 99 games in Cleveland in a decade. You can lose 120 games with the Rockies all in one season next year. And he just was like, yes, this is my sweet spot.
Bring that to me.
And then he just kind of did one of those hair things because he's got really nice curly hair, and he's kind of like, yeah.
I kept thinking all throughout the show yesterday, and then we didn't. I never voiced it, but now's as good a time as ever. How do you possibly think that you would be as in-depth in football knowledge and being the draft guy that he claimed to be, where sometimes he was sitting right next to Andrew Berry in that room, and his two roles at the end was supposedly draft guy and free agency. How can you be that in-depth into the football world and then also feel you're that in-depth into the baseball world? I don't think it's possible.
That was the funny thing. I just don't think it's possible. In the Rosenthal article, it was, you know, the game's changed a lot since Dee Podesta left, and I was like, well, he wasn't really good at being a GM a decade ago when he got fired, or not ran out of baseball, but when he left baseball. So maybe the game changing, he'll actually be good at it now, right?
I just he's not going to know any of the players, is he? Unless he was like legitimately trying to keep tabs on all of baseball while also keeping tabs on all of football, that would explain why he didn't do this job very well. Like if I'm Jimmy Haslam, explain that one to me.
I do like the idea of saying who's the sucker in this: the Rockies for taking our problem away from us, or Paul Dee Podesta for having to lead the Rockies.
Well, we're both a sucker.
That's true. It's a real Sophie's choice. Yeah, we've been all off air. We've been all about real tough Sophie choices.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh, and we gave Meredith a good one today.
And she would not answer.
Some would call it diabolical.
Diabolical. Say what you're saying.
You turned him into a South Park character.
I don't know what you're saying. That's how they talk. 216-474-0092. Anik Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. As always, like the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as you're watching us along there. If that's where you're taking us in today, it's a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today.
Yeah.
We've got, in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to listen to some of what Myles Garrett said today. He was asked quite a bit in his media availability about the trade rumors and the Eagles with the Godfather 3 first-round offers. I think you're going to find his answers pretty interesting. Connor Rogers of NBC Sports joins us at 4:20. We'll talk about the quarterback class. Is it Mendoza or bust? Do we want Dante more, more, more? Aditi Kinkabwala at CBS Sports. We got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock. A loaded Friday show for you. But as we talk about Paul Dee Podesta, and it's not going to be the whole show today. Obviously, this was a bulk of yesterday's show. But there is a scenario at play. Can we say this? With the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
That might take you from very happy that Paul Dee Podesta is gone to feeling like there's no difference that Paul Dee Podesta is gone. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yes. Very fair.
Is it? Would you consider what we're going to talk about? Because I may be very vague about this, so we can unveil it in about 5 minutes.
You're in fact so vague, I don't even know what you're going to talk about.
It's on
about.
The sheet.
No, I know. I'm just playing with you.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, that would be... Is this Dustin here? Foxy, where are you, buddy? You steady?
Oh, there he is. He's been hiding the whole time underneath the table.
He forgot he wasn't supposed to be here. 216-474-0092. Is a promotion or firing more likely with Andrew Berry? Now it's no longer a secret. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I will respect the Dee Podesta honks out there who talk about processes and verticals instead of wins and losses.
Yeah.
Who talk about buckets and things like that instead of did you draft good players and did you make the worst trade in NFL history? Yes or no? Instead of that, and instead of being like the Browns need to bring Paul Dee Podesta back, the new pivot that has happened since you and I went off the air is, well, you know, this just means you don't have to fire Andrew Berry. You can move him to the chief strategy officer, promote somebody to be the GM. And now all of a sudden you got a real change here.
Did they galaxy brain this one a little bit too much, Nick?
I sure think, well, no, what they did was they continue to fall back on the reports of the time, which are, I mean, Paul just wanted to go with baseball.
Think about this for a second. When you are wanting to promote somebody else to a different position, that means you are admitting that you don't think they're good at the position you want to promote them away from. Not from a hiring standpoint. If I'm sitting in a job, I'm like, all right, I have my company on the line. I want to promote this person because I think they're really good. Like from a fan perspective, when you're trying to promote someone away from being a GM of a football team, Nick, you're trying to get them away. That's really it. That's all that is. But I think where it got mixed up is were people suggesting that they wanted to promote Andrew Berry as if like job well done?
Yes.
Because that's insanity to me.
Yes.
Like if you want to tell me, hey, listen, Haslam's never getting rid of him. Clearly, this means that Andrew Berry is the kingmaker inside Berea. He's the one that gets to call all the shots. He gets to do everything. So because of that, if we're never getting rid of him, maybe, just maybe, promote him up, get him to a spot where he doesn't actually touch football decisions, and then that'll be a good way to go about this. But that at least makes sense to me. But the other people, the people that are like, he's done such a good job, he needs to have his hands in everything else on top of the football decisions, that's where you lose.
Well, one spin, right? And the other is maybe reality, right? The spin is he's done such a good job. We trust him so much. We're going to give him we're going to elevate him. By the way, here's my problem with the whole idea. Guys, this is like, and I'm going to continue to go back to the Howie Roseman analogy. Howie Roseman got stuffed in a closet in Philadelphia a few times and emerged and toppled Andy Reid, Tom Heckert, among Joe Banner, Chip Kelly, before finally just getting the whole show.
Oh, yeah, Chip was the one that really did it. Chip is the one that put him in the closet down the hall. And like we joke like that, but it's legitimately what it was.
Well, no, but I think my point is, like if he's in the organization.
He was looked at as an idiot. Like, I remember vividly, because I listen to a lot of Philly sports talk radio. I go through cities where I just take in a lot of what they do. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of Philly sports talk radio, and people...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Thought that Howie Roseman was an absolute buffoon.
Absolutely. I'm just going to leave it right there because it's not the conversation I want to have. However, if Andrew Berry's in this organization, he's going to be involved in football in one way or another. Paul DePodesta allegedly wasn't, and we know for a fact he was involved in football. That's like the most, that to me is the most disingenuous part of the, why are we mad about Paul DePodesta stuff, is he wasn't even involved in football. It's like he was involved in free agency, he was involved in drafts. You can't tell me he wasn't involved in the Deshaun thing. Why? Because you want to defend it? Okay. The organization made a trade. He was the highest ranking or second highest ranking guy in the organization. I'm going to say he was on board.
It's odd that he would just be conspicuously absent from that.
I think that's ultimately my problem with this idea of Well, he's, you know, Andrew wouldn't be making football decisions anymore. He'd be in charge of the salary cap, and he'd be in charge of this. And it's like, guys, he's going to hire one of his old cronies. You think he's going to be like, all right, I can't promote Glenn Cook or Cat Hickman. I'm going to bring John Dorsey in. No.
Oh, by the way, I got news on that.
What's that?
I talked to somebody that directly talked to John Dorsey yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
The quote I got back on this one, and this is—I mean, this person knows John, friends with John, and everything. That ship has sailed.
Mm.
Yeah.
And well, did you respond? Can you ask him if he's sure? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say pretty please? We all want you to not have said the ship has sailed. John Dorsey said he told my friend the ship has sailed. The Browns are not a thing for him.
So what if we give him another zero?
I know. I feel like no, but I think Dorsey knows and understands that he'll just never work for Haslam again. I think that's got to be the response out of that, right?
But here's my thing.
My friend did not press the issue, by the way.
Well, that's a problem. I worked in telemarketing just out of college. You got to get your three rebuttals in. If you don't get your three rebuttals in, you get dinged.
I don't know. I think my friend was just happy to get the text back. I mean, they're friends, but like, you know, John's a busy guy these days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Give me John's number. I'll get a yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna get a yes.
I was a closer. Yeah.
You're gonna get a yes.
Yeah. You understand? When I worked in that, John's
gonna be like,
business,
who is this? Who are you? What are you doing?
I'd be like, John, that's not the we're focusing on you. All right. Let's get down to brass tacks. What's the number?
Yeah, guy instantly texted John Dorsey yesterday after the news, and then he showed it to me this morning, the response and everything, and it was a very quick and emphatic, that ship has sailed.
Was there any other words around it?
No,
there,
it was that ship has sailed.
It was a very classy response. Yeah. I would have forced some other words in there.
Yeah, and you could tell my buddy was trying. He was definitely trying. But no, so John Dorsey's out of the picture.
But here's the thing.
We had to kill that dream, which is unfortunate because it's the only dream I have right now.
But here's the thing. To the Browns. We're not that dumb. That's the message here. If you think you can move Andrew Berry aside to an administrative role, he's about processes, and then you're going to hire Glenn Cook or Cat Hickman or one of the guys in the front office, and then we're going to be like, it's totally different. Guys, that's a totally different front office. Andrew Berry's not the GM anymore. This is what baseball's done, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, honestly, Paul DePodesta is now in an also unfireable job as president of baseball operations, because then he's going to hire a GM who's really an assistant GM, and then the assistant GMs are really going to be like assistant to the assistant of GMs.
We've seen Antonetti and Chernoff. That's their
absolutely
setup. Yeah.
And so, like, this, like, you can't fool us with this, although I have a great feeling. What enraged me when I heard the idea of, wow, don't fire Andrew. He's such a good guy. Promote him. Huh? The thing that annoyed me so much about it was it's absolutely the kind of thing they would try and pull off.
Well, I really do think if people are going from that direction with the idea that Haslam just won't fire him and this is their way out, I understand that completely. But please do not take this as I need to give Andrew Berry more power, more authority, more to do in this organization, because he really hasn't done anything. One good draft potentially, and that even isn't even for sure because we're 9 games into the whole thing. It's befuddling to me.
I what's befuddling is he traded for Deshaun Watson. In what other world, in what other organization would that not be an immediate grounds for dismissal?
Well, and then, even if you delayed the fuse for a day. Well, that's why I'm still holding out hope that, okay, this was, that your read on it yesterday was that this was, in fact, a reflective nature of that. And I just wanted it to happen quicker was my response. I just wanted this thing to be more obvious that it was because of Deshaun.
I would have liked it last year when we could have hired Mike Vrabel.
Me too. That was my point. But then the idea, though, is that it's all coming in due time. It's just Andrew Berry didn't want to make it obvious that this was you guys swung and missed on Deshaun Watson, and this is why you're all fired. So he went and gave everybody this whole idea of they get this mulligan, they get time to get this right in an obvious lose-lose situation because they weren't going to win with the cap problems that we had and everything that accompanies that. And then here we are. And so this offseason, we'll get not only our pound of flesh, we'll get a clean house.
216-474-0092. Is a promotion or firing more likely with Andrew Berry? Let's go with Peter in Eastlake. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am ecstatic. I've been banging this drum for years. Like the late great John Adams, I've been banging this drum to fire DePodesta. And Nicky Dubs, you are 1,000% right. Well, we didn't know what he was doing, but the process is nothing related, nothing translated to wins on the field. So if you don't know what he does and he doesn't change anything in terms of product on the field, what does he do? Ship him out the door. I'm so glad he's gone. I don't think Barry is going to get a promotion. I don't think Stefanski's getting fired. Give me a little leeway, but I think they're going to get two more years at least. I don't think that they're going to go quarterback early in the draft. I think they're going to go O-line and wide receiver. They're going to do a QB in like the third or fourth round. If you listen to the way Stefanski and the way Barry and the other GMs talk, it's always about data points, data points, data points. They didn't make any moves at the trade line. They did one thing at the trade deadline. They are going to start Gabriel for two more games or three more games, and then they're going to let Shador finish the season. That way they have an almost equal amount of games with all of the same offensive players, and then they will evaluate that, and whoever they like more is going to start. Whoever they don't like more is going to fight against whoever they draft. And then if it doesn't work out next year, which it probably won't, I don't expect them to be good next year either, then they'll draft a quarterback in the first round, and then that will be it. And I think they're going to get two more years, and then if it doesn't work out, bye-bye.
Peter, we appreciate you. Here's the thing. I understand that there's a chance, you, especially if you win this game on Sunday, there's a real chance your opportunities to get a top three pick this next year go the way of the dodo. And then you might I know we can say we got the picks trade up for it. That might not actually happen. All three teams in the top three, if there are three quarterbacks, probably going to need quarterbacks, right?
Yeah,
Now, getting back to it, when it comes down to the Browns and their plans, Haslam really has to really consider, even if we take a quarterback this offseason, even if we luck into a Fernando Mendoza or a Dante Moore, we just get in the right position, take the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just holding on to Kevin Stefanski for a year. You've got to hold on to him for at least 2 years, because the biggest mistake, and the Browns did this the first way with Baker Mayfield. The biggest mistake they made was the instability around Baker those first 2 years. That is death to a young quarterback.
Well, so I guess the popular rebuttal right now would be is what's happening in New England, right? Drake May did not have Mike Vrabel there last year. Gerard Mayo, he gets fired, and then they bring Drake May in, and then Drake May is still in year two, and now he's off to the races. Like, it didn't hamper his development.
Yeah, it did for Justin Fields, though. It did for Baker Mayfield, though. We can just go through to Tuatunga-Vailoa.
There's definitely a million examples on both sides of it is the point, but I think the current trend right now, if you're trying to convince yourself that you get to do this and then fire somebody, the current trend and what you'd point to is, well, Mike Vrabel got Drake May, and then he put Josh McDaniels as the OC, and Drake May's been awesome, and it didn't hinder him in any sort of way. And like, it's just the NFL works in what has happened most recent and what is more popular, and that is a very popular thought around league circles
I would need Jimmy to see past that. You're either bringing back Kevin Stefanski for the next 2 to 3 years, and if you can't guarantee that, he's gone. Same thing with Andrew Berry. Because if you're going to commit to a quarterback, and by the way, you sure as hell can't go, we're going to do another year of a bridge quarterback, and then 2027, Kevin can get his quarterback. Because that's two more years. Like, I need Jimmy specifically to understand the different choose-your-own-adventure here and operate based off logic instead of emotion, or instead of candidly, I'll roll a lock, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
Another thing, by the way, going against that plot line that you laid out there, and just again, if we just look at how football is so reactionary and they're so like, what have you done lately? And we look at the trends towards what has currently happened, is also the idea with Ben Johnson in Chicago. That's year two with Caleb Williams as well. Brand new head coach, and this year he's averaging 100 yards more passing yards per game, 7 more points per game. Like, he looks much better, and it hasn't limited him in the slightest bit.
I think the
football world will fall into that category if they want to.
Yeah, but I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Is the NFL often chooses to dig into these trends when you actually use logic, are just stupid. Just because certain opportunities have worked out doesn't mean, especially for a year where, like, in fairness, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, they were all thought to be truly worthy of being top three picks. There's a chance that three quarterbacks go in the top three this year, and maybe one of them actually belong. 216-474-0092 is a promotion or firing more likely with Andrew Berry, and a huge Myles Garrett prediction in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels!
To the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry.
It's quick hits.
You're like Meredith earlier. Don't live on the fence, Jonathan, all right? Stake a claim.
Hey, why don't you stand for something and tweet it out?
I do. I talked about cancel culture earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that going over well. You responded like 7 times the same tweet.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Fun. Seth Walter, ESPN analyst, predicts that Myles Garrett will win the Defensive Player of the Year award this year, citing both traditional and analytics. Analytical stats favor his game, despite the fact the Browns have a losing record. If the Browns were 6-2 instead of 2-6, can we use this to say that Myles would actually be in the MVP category of the conversation if the Browns were just winning? If you're so good that you're at 2-6, you're the defensive player of the defensive player of the year. I feel like 6-2 means you're MVP.
He would be. Yeah, I don't even think that's debatable at this point. Like I felt like
I really came up with something here. I was really proud of it. It's like your cancer thing. Like I really thought we were cooking with fire.
Wait, you came up with that if he was 6-2 that he'd be the MVP?
No, asking the question. I thought that was a great question. There'd be more discourse here, kind of like your cancer thing.
Oh no, my cancer thing was a throwaway line.
I didn't feel like a throwaway.
Now we've spent like 7 minutes on it. You're gonna make me tweet it now.
I'm not gonna make you do anything.
Well, you don't make me do anything.
Your conscience can take you wherever you want to go.
It's just too out of left field for me.
Why?
What do you mean why?
I said why.
I told you that's the end of the discussion there. Like it's too out of left field. There doesn't have to be anything because I think I already explained it, right?
I don't know. However,
do you think he's the MVP?
Yeah, I think if they're 6-2, who would be the starting quarterback? I don't know what those sounds were. Who would be the starting quarterback that would be more valuable? Like if the starting quarterback Teddy Bridgewater and you were 6-2, everybody would be like, Teddy Bridgewater is a lucky man.
So Patrick Mahomes was leading the MVP voting last week before the games got played. It was like Patrick Mahomes. I think Daniel Jones was up in there as well. You can make an argument for a couple of these players.
See, Philip Maxwell, cancer is low-key frowned on. See, he's not afraid to say it in the chat.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. You see he's proving my point.
But no, he's agreeing with you. Saying it's frowned upon.
Low key,
yeah.
Low key tells me that's not even a definitive cancer is bad. Mine is cancer is bad. His is like cancer is low key frowned upon, as if like we like low key frown upon cancer.
Yeah, because you don't want to talk to it directly.
You can't go it the whole way.
Turn its fangs on you.
I think that's a point for me. I think I just won the whole discussion right there. So that our chat can't even agree that cancer is unequivocally bad.
He said it isn't great. He said it isn't great.
You've read off
which means it's bad.
You read cancer is low key.
He's got a couple messages.
Well, I didn't
on there.
Read those. You didn't read those to me.
Well, I'm now giving more information with the benefit of new information. Revisionist history, right?
Okay, you're ridiculous. Omaha. I'm not even having fun with this, by the way.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Are you?
I'm really enjoying myself.
I'm not even having fun. I keep in my head just debating what would happen if I did actually tweet out cancer is bad. I think it's just too out of left field.
I say don't live in your fears. That's not just me. I don't live in my fears.
All right. I mean, you got no chance of being fired over a cancer is bad tweet.
I would be really surprised if they did that.
That's like that's what goes through my head.
If anyone was pro-cancer, I'd be very concerned.
Anytime I tweet, there's no chance I get fired.
Correct. Yeah.
Cancer is bad tweeted.
Look at that.
You better retweet that.
All right. You do your thing now because I'm going to...
All right. Romo Dunze. It says his dad's shot at the Bears don't speak for me. After the win, James Odunze had reposted a message on social media that asked whether the Bears would, quote, trade Rome to a team that will actually throw to him, and another post that declared the receiver should, quote, should be seeing at least 10 targets per game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the response off this, Odunze, you know, leading the Bears in targets, receptions, everything else, is the idea that he is he's basically just trying to make the case, my dad does not speak for me in this equation.
Yeah, what he should say is, my dad should shut up.
I kind of wish he would have, but it's not wrong of us to when, it is wrong in some sense, but when a parent or a loved one or a family member of a player tweets out, our instant reaction typically is, oh, this is how the player thinks.
So here's the thing. I would just, like, at some point you are responsible for, like, for instance, if... a family member of mine tweeted or posted something, and everybody knew who it was, and they posted something really questionable. I would go to them, and I'd be like, hey, knock that off. That's not great. Don't do that. Especially if it was like, I know for a fact Nick Wilson hates this person. I would be like, what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
How are you doing? That impacts me. If the dad was just talking about other things, but no, Romo Dunze's dad is impacting him. Because he's got to walk into that locker room. He's got to walk into that situation. I also am over the sports dads. Like, guys, it's not your success. You did one thing right. You get lucky shot. Hey, man, nice shot. Good for you. Back all the way up. It's so funny. There's so many things I love about high school athletics, college athletics, just in general sports. But these parents who take on their kid's success as their own and ingratiate themselves in, it's like, dude, just back up. It is not about you. And when you tweet it, you make it about you.
I feel like, and maybe it's just the world we live in because we just have social media and Instagram access and everything else like this, but like the Team Morants of the world are just, I feel like they're more present than we ever have seen them before.
Yeah, that's social media.
I mean, they're everywhere. I shouldn't know Romo Dunze's dad. In no world should I understand that he even exists.
By the way, Ross saying, I was going to tweet some BS back at you about cancer being my sign and pretend to be offended. I can't, in good faith, make that joke. LOL. See?
It's a good man right there, Ross.
See?
But he thought about it.
If you just say see a bunch eventually.
See?
Sauce Gardner's trade to the Colts reunites him with his college teammate Alec Pierce. And Sauce broke down how he heard of the trade through Alec Pierce and not the Jets GM.
Man, he was so happy. I think he called me before our GM called me. But like I said, I was laying down with my girl, so I wasn't picking the phone up at that time. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was about. But I kind of wish I would have answered the call.
All right. We all know. Sauce, we know why I didn't pick up the phone, right?
They were
getting it on?
You said
I was laying down with my girl. You could have just said I was taking a nap. All right, you didn't have to be like, I was laying down with my girl.
Hey, he's not his guy.
He didn't pause.
He didn't pause for effect.
But what I mean by that, media, is bonky, 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 bonky.
He's like, so I took some blue chew.
So I was listening to this fat guy in Cleveland.
And all of a sudden.
And he's telling me about Blue Chew. And I was like, I can make her group chat really talk about it?
And then he just pulls out some Blue Chew. And it's like, this is his ad on the spot.
And my face is on the package.
You'd be a great spokesperson for that. We should pitch that to them. I'm sure they'd love that.
I just think it's ridiculous that he had to add the thing like, I was laying down with my girl. You can even hear it in his voice. He wanted you to know. They were getting buck nasty, and he needed you to know.
I guess I never thought about if you trade a player, but then the player just doesn't answer. Do you just continue to break the news, or do you have to wait until the player gets the phone call?
Oh, no. You tried calling him.
You tried calling. That's all you can really do, I guess.
They chose Boom Boom Town over picking up the phone.
I know, but then the player does run the risk of having him find out on, I don't know, like Adam Schefter or something like that. It's a tough spot.
Mm.
Good for Sauce Gardner.
I mean, I'm horny. Also, isn't he still dating Ice Spice?
Oh,
so
is he?
That's a twofer. We found out.
Is he?
That was as soon as March or May. One of those.
I know he's a big golfer. I do know that. I know he's a big golfer.
What does that have to do with?
We're doing Sauce Gardner facts.
No, I thought
we were doing everything we know about Sauce Gardner.
He wasn't just saying.
I thought he was going to say he's on the golf course, but I thought he was going to say.
I don't think he was just saying. I think he was also saying it was with Ice Spice, who I believe is his girl.
They first met while filming an episode of LeBron's show, The Shop, in April 2024.
Mm.
I don't get the Ice Spice thing. Can I just say that as well?
What don't you get about it?
I don't understand why she's famous. She's everywhere. She's in like Taylor Swift suites. She's in. I don't understand what she does or what.
She's
the
singer.
Oldest thing. Is she a singer?
And she twerks sometimes, if I remember correctly.
Is she? She must be popular on like TikTok or something. Is that what you're saying?
You're such an old. Good Lord, the Jonathan Peterlin I met a decade ago would kick this Jonathan Peterlin's ass for being like, "What's the deal with this Spice and Ice?"
I'm a family. I'm a dad of two now. I'm a dad of two now.
Means you only listen to Genuine after they go to bed.
Genuine Pony.
Bow. 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 I'm horny. The defense of Kevin Stefanski that actually is an attack. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.